Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency, Credit Canada. ESG, a big acronym in lots of different areas, but investing too, environmental, social, and governance. And investing in companies and in funds that focus on ESG is a big hot trend. Looking at performance maybe isn't something that people focus on as much as the feel-good aspect of going green. And we're going to talk about that and the fee structure and the return on some of these funds. Mark Egan is an associate professor of finance at the Harvard Business School. He co-authored a study on this very question. He joins us now from Boston to talk about his findings. Hello there.
Hi, Bruce. Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. Now, it is an easy conceptual sell for ESG. Like, you want to make the world a better place. Amazing. Put your money where your mouth is and invest. How would you characterize the benefits of ESG funds to investors?
So they provide, and what we show in our paper, a relatively, I think, low cost way to sort of tilt your portfolio towards companies that rank high in terms of ESG. And when I say they're, it's relatively cost effective in the sense that on average, investors pay roughly 5 basis points more to invest in an ESG fund relative to like an equivalent non-ESG fund.
Right. And the fund dynamic in Canada is different insofar as everything's more expensive here. It's certainly actively traded funds are more than in the US. Passively traded ETFs can be more expensive here. But tell us more about what the focus of your study was. What question were you trying to answer?
You know, if you've been following the financial media at all for the past few years, we've heard lots of talks at the corporate and financial institutions about ESG being important. And it's sort of predicated on this idea that investors care about ESG, which, you know, as you sort of led in, makes sense. But what we look at in the study is, well, are investors really willing to put their money where their mouth is? And how much are they willing to really pay for ESG? So what we do is look at the study, especially in the US, there's been the growth of ESG index funds. And by studying flows into and out of these ESG index funds relative to non-ESG index funds, we can measure how much investors are willing to pay for ESG. And what we find is investors are willing to pay about roughly 10 basis points more, or starting in 2019, we're willing to pay roughly 10 basis points or maybe 20% more for ESG funds relative to non-ESG funds. And that's actually grown almost 3 times over the past 3 years. So we find more recently, investors are willing to pay roughly 30 basis points more per annum for ESG.
And when you say they're willing to pay that, is that that the market prices those ESG funds at 20 to 30% with a 20 to 30% premium?
No, that's a great question. So what we find is actually, even though investors are willing to pay 30 basis points more for ESG, because the index fund market is relatively competitive in the US, investors only end up paying roughly 5 basis points more for an ESG fund. So they value it at roughly 30 basis points. They only pay 5 basis points. So that net 25 basis point is just a gain to ESG investors.
And to what do you attribute that attitudinal difference? Marketing? Great marketing on the future of our planet?
Well, if you just look in terms of the growth of just the introduction of new ESG funds has grown roughly tripled over the past 3 years. So I think it's just investors, growing interest by investors and wanting to really put their, invest their dollars with their values.
You also looked at the makeup of some of these ESG funds in terms of what was pure, that would really easily fit, like a wind farm. That's easy to call an ESG project, and others that are, you know, scratch your head a little bit as to whether they should be included in there. What insight can you provide us on, the spectrum of companies that qualify to be put inside an ESG fund?
That is a great point. So one thing you might have in mind when you invest in an ESG fund is basically you get like some portfolio that is very different from the market as a whole that is just focused on ESG funds. But what we find in our study is actually if you compare like a S&P 500 fund with the S&P 500 like ESG version of that fund, they actually end up holding a lot of the same stuff. So the portfolio overlap is roughly 60%, which means that you're paying roughly, I said 5 basis points more for ESG, but that you might want to, that you actually effectively are paying slightly more than that because you only get like a 40% additional ESG exposure when you switch from an S&P 500 fund to an S&P 500 ESG fund, if that makes sense.
And, you know, the headline in the Wall Street Journal was pretty, controversial, maybe not the right word, but it was green funds cost 3 times more than you think. Tell us what the article is referencing when it talks about your study and that headline.
Yeah. So like, as we mentioned that you pay five basis points more for ESG funds, but you might think that given that a lot of what an ESG fund holds, like a regular non-ESG fund holds the exact same or a similar set of companies, you might want to scale that fee you pay, that 5 basis points, by roughly a factor of 3. If you want to think about like how much you're actually paying for every dollar that goes into ESG companies that wouldn't have gone into ESG companies had you just invested it in the S&P 500.
Right. So you've done all this work. You come at it from an academic perspective. Your graduate work's in finance. You're presumably a numbers person. Would you say you are skeptical, having done all this work, about the value proposition for ESG funds?
I would say that is like a very good question. There's like one thing we can't say in this study of is whether or not the value investors place on ESG, how much of that's ultimately passed on to these ESG companies in terms of lower cost of capital. But what I can say sort of in defense of these ESG funds is even though investors are willing to pay 30 basis points, they only end up paying roughly 5 basis points more per annum, which I think I consider relatively small if you think about sort of the scope of fees that investors pay for index funds and mutual funds in general. So I would say in some sense, the cost of investing in ESG was less than what I expected it to be sort of going into this study.
And what is, if we layer in performance here, what have you learned about relative performance? Because in different asset classes, like I don't know what it is in the US, but in Canada, if you have a broad-based large cap equity fund, the MER is probably going to be lower than if it's something more niche, like a small cap or just lower assets under management. What did you learn about performance on ESG? Because I'm sure many people would love to believe that these funds will outperform something more traditional over time.
So we find some very, I would say, very modest evidence that ESG funds over the past 3 years have slightly outperformed non-ESG funds. But I'm going to heavily caveat that you know, with 3, 4, or 5 years of data, you just don't really have enough time to say that ESG funds are outperforming non-ESG funds. So if you're doing this based on how little data we have on ESG versus non-ESG, you really can't look at historical returns and try to extrapolate that going forward to make your investment decision.
It's also interesting because you'd have to factor in consumer sentiment, which has been negative on energy and positive on, I'm going to use my wind farms, just to use the cliche there. So that's about sentiment and maybe the ability to command a higher multiple than it is about, wow, these companies make more money just because they're better at governance and dealing with the environment.
Exactly.
I was expecting a little bit of a comment.
No, I mean, I completely agree with you. Like we just don't have quite enough data. Like it's very difficult to measure performance from past returns. And given that, I mean, these index funds, ESG index funds have grown in popularity over the past 3 years. We just don't have a big enough sample yet to say that they've really outperformed or underperformed relative to their non-ESG equivalents.
Very interesting stuff. Mark, thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It was a pleasure.
Mark Egan is an associate professor of finance at the Harvard Business School, and he joined us to talk about a study he co-authored on really the value of ESG funds. And certainly there is an enormous conceptual benefit. And for many investors, that is worth any delta in cost there is, because they believe in this, and other people have a more skeptical take on all that.